you touch a key, and it just completely hard freezes the system.
Nice.
I'm hijacked.
Ding, 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 ding. We got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off, then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? It's time to call the Computer Corner on News Talk 92.3 KTAR. Now in the Computer Corner, here are the Data Doctors.
Welcome to another episode, edition, translation. I don't know. Welcome to the Computer Corner. It's Saturday, which means it's time for 2 hours of talk about computers, about technology, about things in your life that are frustrating you. And in order to help with that, Data Doctors are in the house this fine Saturday. It's Kevin Church and myself, Brandon Disney. We're here to help you out with whatever's ailing you. We've got a show packed with information, and we invite you to join us, and you can do that in many ways. We'll throw out first the phone number, 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. You can join us online at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, and you'll see our theme and resources and links to past shows and links to ask questions, make suggestions. Those things come to us here in the form of an email. So there's all kinds of things there. And, of course, the smoke signal thing. Kevin will be watching out the window for those, so if you want to communicate that way, you feel free. I would say ESP, but you got to be really close for us to really pick that up. So that's probably not going to happen. But we do have lines open. They're open at the early part of the show, and then they generally do book up. So I'll remind you again that phone number. Commit it to memory. Write it down on a piece of paper. Speed dial program it. Tattoo it on your forehead. Whatever you got to do. It's 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR.
You want them to put the call letters on their forehead like the Mark of the Beast?
Whatever they got to do, man.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to get through and you can't remember the number, the mark of the beast.
Probably put it on your forearm.
Forearm.
That'd probably be all right.
Your forehead, forearm.
Yeah.
Something. Whatever you got to do. If you've never listened to the show, then this is a show we talk about technology. We talk about computers. We try to bring a theme in tone. If you have listened over the past decade or so since we've been on the air here, then you'll know that we do come with that theme. And we talk a little bit about the things, or at least the theme of the day. We also invite you to call in with whatever your issues or your consternation or your technology woes are. And this week's theme, do you remember what it is, Kevin?
Yeah, Blu-ray versus HD DVD.
Blu-ray versus HD DVD. Attention, citizens! The war is over! Unfortunately, not the important war that's happening. It's a worthless war over DVD formats, or HD DVD formats, and Toshiba this week announced that they were giving up after 2 years in their struggle with Sony and the Blu-ray. The Blu-ray has won, and so HD DVD, you'll start to see at all the consumer electronics stores, you're probably going to see big price slashes, because there's still lots of them in warehouses, and I think they're actually still in production. They're going to quit production next week and shut that all down. But I'm sure you'll be able to get quite a deal on HD DVD players and HD DVDs for that matter, because everybody will be trying to unload those. And for the next month or so, you'll probably see just outrageous deals on those. So if you're looking to get a deal on a technology that's going to be gone tomorrow, then there you go. So we've got some resources posted for you, again, online, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, and you'll see those resources. Some of them talk about they point to some articles that point to the end of the format war. There's rumors that there's a whole new format war already out there on the horizon that we'll be seeing in a few years, something called the 4K war, and it has to do with the next big jump, perhaps, in screen resolution. Other people say, this next big jump. This is really it. This is all consumers should ever need, and there's no need to go to anything beyond that. Maybe commercial stuff, but of course, what 4 or 5 years ago seemed ridiculous to have for a desktop PC, today is the reality of what an average PC is. And so, you can bet that at some point there will be another format more, but I'm sure we're done at least for a few years. So, now it's time to run out and revive all those movies in Blu-ray, right?
I guess.
I guess not.
You know, I was in a consumer electronics store, and I was looking at their Blu-ray display, and they had this brand new Samsung TV that was the greatest thing ever hooked up to it.
Right.
And Blu-ray looks so good.
It looks too good.
It actually looked bad.
Yeah, it looked too good. There was a display I saw where what's that movie? Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
All right, that was on the Blu-ray display at Consumer Electronics Store X. And this thing is playing. And there's a scene with, who's the girl in there? Keira Knightley. That it was so clear and so good that you could start to see the blemishes, which was not a good thing, right?
Looked like a night out with Britney Spears or something.
Something like that. A bad night out with Britney Spears.
You know, what I saw was Pearl Harbor, and it was a scene in a bar with Ben Affleck, and it almost didn't look like him. You could see the blemishes. It looked like he was just a regular guy.
Just a regular guy?
And
don't say that about Ben Affleck.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to offend
Kevin.
You. My bad. Whew. I'll take that back.
My hero.
But all of the special effects look like cartoons.
Yeah, that was the other thing I noticed. In that Pirates little trailer deal that they had going on their Blu-ray display, there was a scene where that purpley squid-looking thing, you know, its arms, and it looked cartoonish. And I know when I saw the movie before, it didn't look so silly. I mean, obviously, it's a little far-fetched that there's this giant squid, and, you know, I get all that. But you can sort of get caught up in the movie and caught up in the moment, and it sort of is what you'd expect if something like that could exist. It was, yeah, it was real enough. When I saw it in Blu-ray, it didn't look real anymore. It looked like a little cartoon insert. It looked weird.
Yeah, it wasn't for me.
The other thing is that, I don't know about you, but just because there's now this format, this Blu-ray, I own lots and lots and lots of DVDs. I'm not going to go out and rebuy them all.
Why not?
What, are you nuts? I might get... So if you have the Blu-ray player or the HD DVD player, for that matter, they do something called upconvert, meaning you can stick your old school DVD in there, and it makes it look better than it would in the old school DVD player.
Do you still have VHS?
No.
Oh, why not? Did you go rebuy all the VHS to DVD?
No, you know what? So VHS was when I was growing up, and so I didn't really own any VHS. My parents did. And by the time I started buying videos, they were DVD. I don't think I ever purchased one VHS thing. And my wife, I think when we got married, she had a couple of Disney flicks or something, you know, that I can't say worthless because then I'm kind of saying my own name. But anyway, stuff that I didn't care about. So no, we didn't repurchase because we had never purchased anything in VHS before. But I don't think I'm going to rush out and everything I have repurchase. Maybe new stuff. If I had a Blu-ray player, I would buy in Blu-ray, although you're going to spend quite a bit more money. And I don't know. I don't know. I have a hard time, you know, sitting down to watch a movie. It's not like you're sitting 5 inches from the screen, right? You're back 15, 20 feet. You're sitting on your couch on your Easy Boy. Lazy Boy, whatever they call that thing, right? You're chilling, so to speak, and watching a movie, and I don't know that there's enough of a difference that I care.
Well, you know, how long were VHS still sold in stores even after DVD was out? You could still use your VCR for a purpose and the DVD player for a purpose until...
You just made me think of something. I've got a VCR, and it's you know, it's in my stack of stuff next
cool
to my
stuff.
TV that's, you know, audio video equipment behind
next
the glass
to that
thing.
8-track player and
yeah, there's no 8-track
record player.
No, none of that. But that thing is sitting in that stack of stuff, and I'm thinking, I can't remember the last time it was even used. It may or may not even work. It's probably got 6 pounds of dust inside. I could take that thing out, couldn't I?
Probably recycle it or something.
Yeah, maybe it's time. Is it going to be the same thing we're going to be talking about a couple months from now, a year from now, about our old school DVD players?
Yeah, that stupid old DVD player.
That dumb old DVD? Who could ever even watch that junk? Ugh.
Yeah. Well, we say it about computers every 6 months, so it doesn't really surprise me.
Yeah, so if you care, the war is over, and if you're seeing outstanding deals out there on HD DVD, well, there's a reason. It's because it's done, and Blu-ray is now the official new HD DVD standard. And I don't know if anybody really cares.
Do you have like a cheering noise back there? Or
you can make like a cheering noise if you'd like.
Nah, I don't have that in me.
Tell you what. Let's go find some cheering noise. And while we're doing that, we'll check in with a little traffic and weather. And for that, it's Carla Cruz in the KTR Traffic Center. Carla. Look what Pete's doing. Putting on your favorite music.
I like this.
Yeah?
Kind of want to, I want to get down.
I see you kind of boogieing in your chair over there.
Get a little jiggy.
Get a little jiggy?
Get a little jiggy.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, why would you? You got to be into this stuff.
I got to be cooler than
you. Got to love Justin Timberlake in order to get it.
I thought it was love JT. That's how you talk about on the DL.
Oh, my bad.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm so sorry, sir.
Welcome back to the Computer Corner. We're talking about, well, I don't even know what we're talking about. We're attempting to just have a good time, talk to you about technology and about computers. There's resources posted for you online at our website, datadoctors.com/radio. And it's the beginning of the end, or the end of the beginning, or whatever it is. Blu-ray is here to stay, HD DVD, so long. And that's the big news from this week in technology, and really it was just something we thought we'd throw up there for a theme. So whether or not you actually care about that, you know, we can put that aside. Maybe we'll talk to you about your technology problems, your computer problems, your what am I need? I need to buy something new, and I just don't know what to buy or what should I be looking for, what's important, what's not important. There's all this core to this and quad core that, and how many gigs of RAM is too many gigs, and do I care about SATA or this new eSATA? What do these things mean? If those are your questions, Kevin's got answers for you. 602-277-5827. At least that's the number Don called. Don, welcome to the Computer Corner, sir. Don?
Yes.
Hey, hello. There's Don.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great. What can we help you with today, sir?
Hey, I have a computer. My parents' computer is a little bit older, and I'm having issues with it. It's not been upgraded to Internet Explorer 7. It has 6 on it. And for some reason, I can't get it to load. I believe I have some kind of worm or something. And their internet service provider doesn't give them, free antivirus stuff and stuff like that. And I was wondering if you knew of any programs that might help me fix their... It's Internet Explorer 6 and Outlook Express, and I think even Windows Media Player even, I think, has the issue.
Okay, well, let's take this a couple steps at a time. Number one... You'll want to, as far as the software that can help you get some things cleaned up or at least determine if there are problems in the way of malware, you can check out our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the free help center, and you'll see a link there that says approved software. And that there is a list of things, and we break it up by category, of things that we've found that do a good job and are either low cost or free, that pieces of software that'll let you go in there and take care of problems with your computer. So it's, like I said, it's broken down by section there, and you can kind of dig through that and see what's there. Most importantly, if you scroll down a little ways, you'll see the list of stuff that we've found to be, well, let's just not worry about putting it delicately. It's just junk. So if you look at that list, make sure you don't have anything that's on that list. And if you do, or if you're thinking about getting something, make sure it's not one of the things on that list.
Okay.
So there's a place to start. Another thing I might suggest, and it comes in real handy at times like this, is that you download yourself a copy of Firefox. And you might want to do that on another machine that is working and put it on a thumb drive or burn it to a CD or something like that. But Firefox is another browser that's put out by Mozilla. It's free. And
right.
you can go grab that. Some people have a preference for it over Internet Explorer. Whether you have a preference or not, whether you plan to actually use it on a regular basis or not, is sort of beside the point. When you have these kinds of problems, it sure is nice to have a second way to get on the Internet and try to do things. And so that's another suggestion I would make to anybody out there, is just to at least download and install. And even if you don't want to use it on a regular basis, just have it available for you in case you run into problems. It's a nice way to help troubleshoot, and it just gives you some other options. So that would be another thing I'd suggest.
Right.
Once you've gone and you've gotten yourself some good anti-malware stuff, and you're going to go ahead and do some scans, and if you start finding lots of things, hopefully they're not too bad of infections, and you'll be able to clean them up. If you run into problems, then if you can at least get back online, remember that Google is your friend. Take error messages or take things that you're finding, put them in Google, and you'll be surprised at the kinds of things you'll find. Step-by-step instructions on how to fix stuff up. So
that's a good point. But I appreciate it. That's a good thing for me to do. I'll go to that dad doctor's thing. I appreciate it.
All right, Don. Good luck with that.
All Thanks.
Thanks for the call. And that frees up a line, 602-277-58. If I, thanks, Pete. It's been a few weeks since I've been here, so I'm falling down on the job. We're going to get caffeinated. There's a line open for you, 602-277-5827. Steve, Mike, Stuart, Gary, stand by. You all are up next. We'll be back right after this short break. Starbucks ditches T-Mobile.
Really?
Yeah, T-Mobile has for a long time had the stronghold on Starbucks. If you go into Starbucks locations, you can get on their high-speed internet access if you have a T-Mobile account. Well, they're switching over to AT&T.
Really?
And AT&T possibly is going to make some of the features free, allowing you to do certain things online free with Wi-Fi, and then you pay for premium access. So that was one of the news topics that's found in this week's newsletter. If you want to subscribe, you can do so anytime online, datadoctors.com. You look for the big box that has a place for your email address. Hit the subscribe button and follow the instructions that ensue. It's fairly simple. It's ad-free, commercial-free. We control the list. We don't sell it to anybody. And we don't send you a bunch of junk. And we'll talk more about some of the news items and some of the tips and tricks and things contained in said newsletter as the show progresses. But for now, it's back to the phones to see if we can help out some more people like Mike in Phoenix. Mike, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you.
How can we help you today?
My girlfriend has an HP computer, and she plays a lot of online games. And recently, she has an error come up on her computer saying her 3D card needs to be updated. She tries to update the 3D card. It doesn't update. She does a cleaning disk. It gets like 2 bars into the cleaning disk, and it freezes. She does it at a restore, and it restores for like a day, and then back to the same problem.
Okay, yeah. So the game is telling her that there's an update available for her video card, right?
I guess so, yes.
And she applies this update, and then within a day or so, it's kind of back to the same.
Well, it never updates.
Oh, so it's not able to complete the update.
Yeah, it never updates, and then she does a disk cleaning, and that doesn't work.
Well, I'm a little confused. Video card and disk cleaning, how are these two, what's the disk cleaning process have to do with the video card update?
I really have no idea.
Oh, okay.
She does all that, but that's what she does, and nothing seems to work.
Okay, well, the first step here is, if it ain't broke, probably don't fix it, but if you want to try to update the video card, let's separate our issues here, right? So the first thing would be to determine what kind of video card she has. And you can either do that by looking at the video card, which involves opening up the computer and either pulling it out or taking a flashlight and seeing what that thing is. And we're looking for a brand name and a model number. Or, if you're lucky, you can go look in your device manager and it'll tell you. Do you know how to get to your device manager?
She knows how to do that.
Okay.
But
so
she knows what kind of 3D card she has. She bought a pretty good one a couple of years ago. It's only like 2-3 years old.
Okay. Chances are it's one of two different manufacturers, either a card that's made by ATI or with ATI graphics chipset on it, or it's made by NVIDIA. And so if it's one of those two, I know that their drivers became fairly universal a few years back. And what that means is you could go to the website of the manufacturer, in this case either ATI or NVIDIA, you download their kind of universal driver set, you install it, and no matter what model of card, as long as it's made in the last few years, it will have the latest version then of the software that's available for it.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought it would come down to. So
that's that. Now, the running a cleaning disk, generally speaking, these drivers you're downloading from the internet. So running a cleaning disk, which is meant to clean the optics, supposedly, of your optical drive, I can't imagine it's going to have any effect on anything. And in fact, those cleaning discs, there's been lots and lots of controversy of whether or not they actually do anything good for you at all.
Okay.
So you might just, you know, to separate issues, first of all, pull that out of the equation. But second of all, you probably are wasting your time with that cleaning disc, or she's wasting her time at least.
Okay, great. I'll tell her to go on there and download that new system. Cool.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck, Mike.
Bye-bye.
His girlfriend's playing online video games.
I wonder how many nerds out there are just slobbering all over themselves right now.
What's weird is, so Mike's girlfriend is playing online video games, and what a coincidence, because Kevin's girlfriend is an online video game.
Nice.
Isn't it?
Of course.
What's that thing you play?
World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you, like, cast spells and things on me?
Yeah, crazy stuff.
Is it does it have any component of voodoo to it where like, when I leave the studio, you're going to immediately race home and for bringing it up on the air, something bad's going to happen to me?
Yeah, you'll get turned into a sheep or a mouse or something like that.
I prefer the mouse, I think.
Okay.
To the sheep, A, because of the whole farmer and the fence thing, but B, a mouse, I think, would be oblivious to the fact that it's a mouse. A sheep might have a little bit of intelligence.
Yeah.
I don't know how this really fits the conversation of this radio show at all.
No.
You know, there's somebody that's been holding for a little bit here, and it's Stuart and Chandler, and what it says here on the screen is makes me curious. Stuart, welcome to the Computer Corner. It says here, free VCR. What does this mean?
I heard somebody comment about still having a VCR somewhere in their tech collection.
Yeah, it's in my audio-video cabinet rack thing, and it's I don't think I've used it for years.
Well, I'll take it. I take any freebies I'm allowed, because you know what I do?
What's that?
I used to listen to Paul Harvey news and commentary at noon when you guys played it. Now I listen to Glenn Beck at noon on your station, and I tape delay ABC All My Children and bring that along with me on Security Watch and surf it on the VCR in the van.
Hey, there's this thing, Stuart, you may have heard of that's called a DVR.
Yeah?
I'm just wondering if you heard of that. Because those can be quite handy things.
It's kind of difficult to just zip through the commercials, the TV commercials, with something like that, though.
Actually, it's a lot easier than the VCR.
Yeah, it's tons easier. That's the point of the DVR. It replaces the VCR and makes it, well, if it wasn't already obsolete, it will become the minute you play with the DVR for the first time.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll bear that in mind next time I'm down to one of the big electronic places. I'll check that out.
All right. They also, rather than just buying a regular DVR, too, if you need something a little bit more portable, today's laptops with Media Center installed, those things make little DVRs, and they're very, very portable. And
a lot of my security officer coworkers have laptops, Wi-Fi, DVD built in. So I really know how to pass the time comfortably while...
I feel very secure knowing that you're out watching all my children or whatever it is while on security detail.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Stuart. Security and the busy watching their episode of whatever that is.
It keeps the senses sharp.
I would imagine. Is that a soap opera that he was talking about? All My Children? Pete,
yeah,
you know?
I think so.
Pete doesn't know.
I think so.
I don't know. I think so, too. It's one of those daytime things that happens that...
Well, nothing bad happens during the day, so...
I would think if you were a security guard, you'd want to have, like, old reruns of, like, T.J. Hooker or something cool.
Nice. Right? Knight Rider.
Knight Rider. Yeah. Ooh, you know, I heard Knight Rider's coming back.
Oh, yeah. They're remaking it.
But I've heard it's really lame.
They're going to ruin another great...
Is the Hoff on it?
If Hasselhoff's not on it, something's wrong.
You know, I Yeah, we got time for it. Who cares? Nobody cares about listening to computers and stuff. We were opening up a Data Doctor store a few months ago in Studio City, California, which is right next to Hollywood, of course. And I was there for the opening for the first couple of days. And the guy who was getting the store rolling out there, his name is Ari. He and I went to lunch one day. This is going to end with something that ties into Knight Rider. You'll see. Just wait. I'm waiting. So we cruise to lunch, and it's this cool little... It's what used to be like a passenger car from a train, and set out in the dirt somewhere, and there's a parking lot, and you pull up to the parking lot, you go inside, you order, and it's like hot dogs and burgers and fries, right? And we sit down, and I'm eating, and I see this guy, this total Joe Hollywood-looking guy, coming across the parking lot, bright blue shirt, and unbuttoned halfway down, cowboy boots, Joe Cool sunglasses, and I'm thinking, this really is Hollywood. Look at this Yahoo coming in here, thinking he's just Joe Cool. And so he comes in, and he goes up, and he orders, and the voice is sort of recognizable. And I'm thinking, gosh, who is this guy? I recognize that voice. And then he came and sat down at the table right in front of us, and it was David Hasselhoff with his big, huge bodyguard friend, and he was eating at the restaurant that he and us were the only people in. And it made me laugh because...
You like that?
I don't even know if that's going out over the air. That's Kevin's laptop blasted at full blast a foot and a half from the microphone with the Knight Rider theme.
Hey.
So anyway.
You saw the Hoff?
The Hoff. He was mere inches from me, and it was creepy.
Did you high five him?
No. I figured he was probably, you
thank
know,
him for fighting crime.
I hear he's a big, huge pop star over in Germany.
Yeah, they're big fans of him over there.
But I figured I let him go ahead and eat his lunch in peace, and I went my way.
I wonder when they're going to release the original Knight Riders on Blu-ray.
On Blu-ray, not just DVD.
That would be pretty sweet.
Well, I heard that they were releasing them on HD DVD last week, so it wouldn't...
they'll never come out.
Wouldn't that be the way for the Hoff?
It figures.
I don't know. I'm thinking if I try to grab one of these collars, then I'm going to get myself in trouble with Pete. He's gonna look at me like, you didn't just grab that collar. And then we're going to be in big trouble. Is it too early to do the other thing? Or I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. You know, we're talking about, and you can find resources posted about, Blu-ray. DataDoctors.com/radio, or if the slash thing confuses you, just go to DataDoctors.com, click on where it says radio show, and you'll see there. There's links down below to some articles, and there's actually something that those of you that have purchased HD DVD that now regret it, well, there's some good news for you. There's a fairly simple way, albeit cumbersome and laborious task, that you can perform that will take your HD DVDs and it will get them into Blu-ray format so that you can watch them on your now Blu-ray player that you'll have to rush out and buy. So if you were one who adopted early and chose incorrectly, fear not, there is a way to get from here to there, or from there to here, however you want to look at it. And it involves downloading half dozen different pieces of software and, of course, having an HD DVD player and a Blu-ray burner. Did you know you could buy a Blu-ray burner? You can. Did you know you could buy blank Blu-ray media ready for authoring? Can be done. So there's a way to get stuff from here to there. And, of course, all the good tips on how to break the DRM, digital rights management, so that you can do that, it's all in a link there. So just check that out. Again, datadoctors.com/radio for that information. We're going to take a time out here. We're going to get caught up with traffic and weather. And for that, it's that car that goes by from, well, my right to my left in my ear.
Mm-hmm.
But Carla Cruz in the KTR Traffic Center to tell you. Rick writes, how bad is the new Vista Service Pack 1 going to hurt us in the program driver support area? Well, Rick, funny you mentioned it in our latest newsletter. One of the topics is all about Vista Service Pack 1 and all the programs that are documented that it breaks. And there's a complete list that you can get if you have not subscribed to the newsletter and it's not in your inbox and you want to see what we're talking about. Head on over to datadoctors.com, click in the free help section, and then you can click where it says weekly newsletter. You'll see the last dozen or so newsletters, and, of course, the latest one there from the 22nd, which was yesterday. You can see it, print it, copy it, paste it, commit it to memory, whatever you need to do. It's there in its entirety, along with the information about the programs that'll be broken if you install the Service Pack 1 if you're running Windows Vista. So check that out. Also, Service Pack 3... Service Pack 3, due out, it's actually in sort of advanced beta. I think they have an official name for it that's more than that. But it's Service Pack 3 for Windows XP. The it coming to a computer near you will be just around the corner. So that's interesting timing, probably along the same time that Service Pack 1 for Vista comes out. All these service packs, who can keep track? Who can keep track?
Obviously Microsoft.
Yeah. Supposedly Microsoft.
Yeah.
You say obviously. I say supposedly.
I'll agree with you.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get back on the phones. There was somebody who's calling here who we were talking about Knight Rider, and I think Larry has something to kick in there.
Yeah. I just want to let you know that I thought it was pretty good. Hasselhoff does make an appearance at the end of the movie to introduce himself to his son, which is Michael in the new series. And the last part is... young Michael asking, Dad, will I see you again? And David turns around, looks at him, says, you never know.
You never know, huh? Well, we'll for sure see him on that. What's that god-awful show that has him? Oh, America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ripoff of American Idol. And you'll see him there for sure and on reruns of Baywatch and perhaps on future upcoming reruns of the new Knight Rider.
You never know.
Hey, thanks for the call, Larry.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See? We started a whole thing that we didn't even realize we started.
I'll tell you, Hasselhoff evokes emotion.
He does.
He really does.
Have you seen some of his German pop singing career?
I know that I've seen a video of him on YouTube.
Yeah?
Eating a hamburger on the floor.
Eating a hamburger? Oh, yeah. Well, he was not really eating a hamburger, I think.
He was trying.
He was giving thanks for the hamburger he had eaten.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Not good. Let's see if we can get back on the phones. We got a couple lines open, 602-277-5827. And up next, it's Gary in Mesa. Gary, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Yeah, hi. The question I had is sometimes when I'm on the computer, like going through looking at cars, there'll be a little, like a red X you're supposed to click on so you can gain access. Like I'll click on it, left or right click, and it won't open.
Now, are these cars you're looking at, are they black, and do they have little red lights that go across the front, and are they named Kit?
No.
We're trying to tie it into the Knight Rider thing here.
Yeah.
What was that? Was that an IROC or was that a, what was that car?
Well, the first one, I think, was a Trans Am.
Trans Am, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, the new one's a Mustang.
Oh, no, they've ruined it.
Yeah, I went to Ford.
So you've got this active X problem? It's coming up, there's a red X, you say?
Yeah, it comes up and I can never open it. And sometimes something will come up on the screen, it says you need to download Macro Flash or Media Flash.
Macro Media Flash.
Yeah, and I've tried to do that, and it won't download. So then they said my securities might be blocking it out.
Yeah, so the browser these days has gotten to be a complicated beast. It's trying to save us from ourselves, and sometimes it causes us to not be able to do the things we want. If Flash is really what it's trying to get and it's having trouble doing so, there might be a better, more direct route to go to get you Flash, which is really what you need here.
Okay.
If you go to Adobe's website at adobe.com,
okay,
and then you'll hunt around a little bit on that opening page there, you're going to see a section where they have downloads, and you're looking for the Flash Player. And it's a free download, and you'd want to just, there should be a page that kind of actively detects the browser you're using, and it'll download and install kind of all on the fly, and it's fairly simple.
Okay.
If you get that thing installed and then go back to this place that's giving you its static, probably your woes will disappear.
Oh, okay.
The other thing you might consider, again, is if you haven't checked out Firefox, go grab yourself a copy of that. It's free. You go to firefox.com. It'll get you to the right place.
Okay.
And it's an alternate browser. It's absolutely free. And sometimes when you're running into these kinds of problems, especially with Internet Explorer, I found that if you go the other route, sometimes things don't get in your way as much.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, I appreciate that, then.
You're welcome, and thanks for the call, Gary.
All right, take it easy.
You too. Freeze up a couple of lines, two of them to be exact, 602-277-5827, it's 277-KTAR. Joe, Ken, and Greg, if you all sit tight, you will be our number one, two, and three callers when we come back on the other side of the break. For the rest of you, join us online, datadoctors.com/radio. When we come back, we're going to do our Geek Speak of the Week, our Head Whack of the Week, and we'll let Kevin talk too.
You touch a key, and it completely hard freezes the system.
Nice!
I'm hijacked.
Ding, 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 ding. We got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off, then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust. Except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? It's time to call the Computer Corner on News Talk 92.3 KTAR. Now in the Computer Corner, here are the Data Doctors.
Welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner. Brandon Disney and Kevin Church, the Data Doctors, in the house. Right?
Yep.
Yep. I'm trying to get you to say something.
Yep.
We're talking about, well, technology and about computers. That's the generic thing we're talking about. But specifically, we've got resources posted about the death, about the end of the war, about the end of HD DVD in favor of Blu-ray. Blu-ray does sound kind of cool. Sounds kind of futuristic. Kind of a Blu-ray.
It's like mysterious.
Do you know how it got the name Blu-ray?
I have no idea.
It's a tidbit of knowledge I happen to know. It's worthless, but I know it.
Mm-hmm.
The actual laser they use inside, not like the old old DVD players where they were a red laser. This is a blue laser. That's a Blu-ray.
Ah.
And between this new blue laser and a thinner disc surface, letting it have less refraction, I like them words, plus higher density.
Mm-hmm.
You have improved storage space, therefore the ability to fit more, thus producing higher resolutions, better audio tracks, ultimately better satisfying the consumer when it comes to reproducing theater quality in your home.
You got entirely way too excited for that.
I was just trying to be dramatic for effect.
But at least it wasn't completely worthless knowledge.
No, actually, it is very worthless knowledge.
Oh, okay.
And I can already hear somebody calling to correct me on one nuance of something I misspoke on, and it's entirely possible.
Hmm.
That's all right. Should we jump back on the phones?
Yeah, let's help some people.
Help some people. Let's, well, gosh, where do we even begin here? Because there's everybody on the phone almost is from Chandler. Well, oh, you know what? Except for Joe in Mesa, and I think Mesa, which is like a whole other country. We need to talk to Mesa first. So, Joe.
How are you doing today?
We're doing excellent. What can we help you with, sir?
Well, I recently installed a new operating system, just an XP operating system, and I had a master and a slave set up on my jumpers. But when I would boot up, I would get the black screen, and it would say, press F1. To continue the boot up, and it's not detecting hard drive 1, but it's detecting hard drive 0, of course, the first one, the master, but it's not detecting the slave drive.
Okay, before,
so I unplugged it.
Before we get too deep into this thing, let me just ask a couple of questions. How many hard drives and how many optical drives are inside this machine?
I have 2 hard drives and 2 opticals.
All right.
And then the jumpers are set right on them.
You're 100% sure on that?
Absolutely.
Okay. And you're sure the cables are on the right direction?
Absolutely.
And you got power plugged into all of them?
Absolutely.
All right.
I was wondering, maybe do I need to flash my BIOS? I mean...
Doubtful?
Okay.
My guess is that one of those things that you're absolutely sure of...
Isn't happening.
Yeah, it's probably not. So hard drives these days, depending on the brand, you got to pay real close attention to if they are these older IDE drives, which these days most everything is now SATA.
Right,
which is
right.
Stands for serial ATA, which stands for, well, it doesn't even matter. But
right.
On these older drives, there was a position for many drives where the jumper would go if it was a single drive only. There was another position if it was a master drive, another position if it was a slave drive.
Right.
And finally, another position if it was something called cable select, which some
right.
computers were happy about and others were not.
Right.
So we got to make sure that obviously you can't have 2 masters on 1 cable.
Right.
Right. You have to have them paired up. And on some drives, there is technically an order to things as far as the where they go positioned on the cable, although most drives aren't so picky about that.
Mm-hmm.
So you
got
to make sure.
Got them on the cable, right?
Okay. Well, then also then on that cable, that gray cable you're looking at, there's a red stripe on one edge that should be closest to where the power is for the drives.
Yes.
And on the main board, it should be marked somewhere.
Absolutely, it is. It's all right. I even unplugged the slave. And booted, and it still went to that black screen and telling me, can't locate disk 1. Press F1 to continue, or F2 to go into the BIOS. And, of course, I press F1, and it boots right up into the hard drive, you know, 0.
Okay.
But it's still looking for hard drive 1. I don't know why, even I unplugged it, you know.
Well,
I unplugged the slave, and it's still looking for it.
So you might have to dig around somewhere in that BIOS. There might be some settings that need to be changed. I mean, I don't know. There's only a couple different possibilities here. Either something's... not cabled properly, either something's jumpered improperly or something's not set properly. And those three really, I mean, they're the only other possibility is that it's an old motherboard that doesn't recognize a new hard drive, where the drive is something really large and this machine has no idea what it is, and so it's freaking out.
It is a 120 gig hard drive.
And how old is the computer?
It's a Presario 4550. It's not that old. What, 3 years?
When you tell me Presario 4550, you know what that means to me?
Nothing.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, okay. It's just the brand. I usually build my computers, but I just got this one. I like building them. But anyways, so maybe I should just change that ribbon. That has happened before. I've changed the ribbon, and boom, they both, because sometimes those ribbons are defective.
Doesn't hurt. The other thing you might try is instead of having the hard drives together and the opticals together, pair a drive with an optical on each channel there and see if you have different results.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, you mean run the... I can't plug the optical and the hard drive on the same cable.
Absolutely, you can, my friend.
Really?
Yep, you can pair up...
On the same cable.
On the same cable.
Running to IDE1.
Yes, sir, you can. Obviously, you still have to make sure you're behaving according to master-slave rules, but yes.
Well, would I have to make the optical the slave then?
Yes, sir. We have gone so far into the world of geek that people listening are going, what are you guys talking about this S&M thing for? For those listening, there is a pairing of drives that you would do on old computers that Joe's talking about. And the terminology that was used was master and slave, and probably not good terminology, but that is what it is. So
S&M, I got you. Oh, okay.
All right,
I'll
Joe.
Appreciate your time, fellas.
No problem. Good luck with that, and you let us know when you get that master in line, sir.
Okay.
All
have
right.
A good day.
You too. Wow.
Yeah, that went a little far.
Did that go a little deep?
Yeah.
Did we nerd out a little bit there?
Totally.
Yeah. Joe started leading me down this path, and I was trying to avoid it, and then sometimes you just got to get your...
Let's make it a little easier.
Yeah, sometimes, like, you got to dip your fingers right in that soup, you know?
Okay.
Right in that soup.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
No.
Neither do I.
How about we talk about Windows or something
Windows?
Easy like that?
I like when people say my Vista. My Vista. It's not even Windows anymore. They're dropping the Windows part from it. Everybody always has said Windows XP.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, we drop the Windows when we talk about Vista. It's just Vista.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know why that is. You probably don't either. It doesn't matter, really. Maybe when we come back from this break, Ken will be able to help us with that, or Lance, or Steve, or Jesse, or someone else that's hanging out there. They'll be able to help us understand why it's just Vista. Mm. If you're looking out your windows, your car windows, that is, Carla Cruz has some information you might want to pay attention to, because she has all the knowledge about what's going on with traffic and weather, Carla.
I do.
Your default search engine changed again?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Well, if you want to know why it happened and how to prevent it from happening, you need to subscribe to our newsletter, datadoctors.com. You look for the place to put in your email address, hit the subscribe button. And then once you do so, you'll see the last 12 or so newsletters there you can download and print and copy and look at. And if you want it, I guess, print them out and lick them. I mean, whatever you want to do with them, they're there for you. And one of the things in the... In the latest newsletter, is my default search engine changed again. It's our head whack of the week. And in there, we talk about why it changes and what you can do to lock it down. Because it annoys me. I like my default search engine to be Google. I know it doesn't come that way. I know Microsoft thinks that it's cool. Live search is really just the bomb. You like how I pronounce that silent B?
I do.
Yeah. And so I changed that. And sometimes it decides it's going to put itself back, which is not the bomb. So, yeah, there's a way you can lock that bad boy down. If that's your head whack, well, it's ours too, and we give you the 411 on how to fix it up. Yo.
Word.
Let's jump back on the phone, see if we can help out Ken, who's calling from Gilbert. Ken, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Well, how you guys doing? I hope this question is going to be a little bit easy for you. About 8 months ago, I purchased a MyBook from Western Digital.
Yes.
And the problem I'm having, okay, in the background, Myonet is running, okay, and it's taking up a lot of, it's taking like 40,000 K on my task manager, okay, and we can't turn it off, and it's causing us to run the program very slowly. When we're trying to access, we bought it just for storage, and we wanted to be able to take Myonet off. We never signed up for it, but it's still running, and we try to turn it off, and it comes back on, and we just can't process our data, so we're trying to find a way to eliminate that problem. If there's a software or some type of way we can go into the background and completely turn it off and still use our Ethernet, okay?
Okay.
It's an Ethernet setup, so...
Yeah. So let's you've thrown out this term Myonet a few times, and let's make sure everybody out there knows what we're talking about. Myonet is a remote access and file sharing program, and it's starting to get packaged with Western Digital devices, not just bare hard drives, but devices like the MyBook. And this program helps you share things, and it lets you grab your files and your photos and things like that from remote locations. And so it's sort of a file sharing thing that you can use so that if you're away from your home computer, for example, on an internet connected computer, you can log in and you can grab stuff off of your home computer. And it's sort of, it's kind of a cool idea. But if you don't like this piece of software being on there and you bought this this Western Digital My Book drive and you want to get rid of it, well, it's actually just an application that's installed like any other application that you can absolutely remove, and it won't change your ability to interface with and work with that Western Digital My Book drive. They actually, at Myonet's site, at myonet.com, they have a support section that talks about some things you can do to check to see if the program's properly running, and I believe they even have some uninstall support questions there. How do I uninstall or remove this thing? But the basics of it are just like any other program. You go into the Add and Remove Programs section in the control panel, mm-hmm. and you'll find the Myonet program. You should be able to remove it, and it shouldn't impact your ability to work with your external hard drive at all. Now, keep in mind that it will obviously impact your ability to do its remote access and sharing and all those things, which you may or may not actually be using. But right. it if you take that out, then it takes out that functionality.
Oh, exactly. That's what we want to do, because it's causing it to run. When we're transferring, like I said, when we're transferring information, it just runs dog slow.
Right. Well, what's happening is it's actually, depending on how you have things set up, you can actually you can set things up to have it automatically put a copy of things in another place, and that can be somewhere else across the internet. You can do all kinds of things with it. So, yeah, if you just want to disable that, the easiest thing, like I said, go into Add Remove Programs, remove that Myonet software.
Okay.
And you should be home free.
Will that speed it up?
I would imagine, assuming that is actually what's causing your slowdown problem.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that.
You too.
Thanks
bye-bye.
For the call. Bye-bye.
It's an interesting piece of software.
Yeah, they're... I'm not sure about it yet. I'm not quite sure. I mean, there's other services out there that do the same kind of thing, that allow you to share your files in various ways, and whether that's for sharing with friends and family, whether that's sharing with just yourself for an on-demand kind of access, whether that's taking certain information and uploading it to a site so that it's sort of safe and secure. There's lots of different ways of doing this kind of thing, and interesting that they teamed up with Western Digital specifically, and that's probably a way to try to grow the business, but I'm not, the jury's still out for me on whether or not that particular piece of software is really the thing that I would use for myself. But, you know, what do I know? What do I know?
Good question.
That's what you're asking yourself, I think, right mm-hmm. now. Right?
Totally.
You hear that music?
I do.
That's not Knight Rider music.
You know, that is true.
That's music saying that it's time for us to take a quick time out to get caught up with some news and traffic and weather and just find out in general what's happening. Pay a few bills, those kinds of things. And that also means that when we come back, because it's, 30 minutes after the hour when we get back, it'll be time for our Geek Speak of the Week, which is something I know that Lance and Steve and Jesse and everyone that's on hold has been waiting for patiently for an hour and a half. It also means that we have 30 minutes left in the show. That means you should stick around. And while you're waiting, don't go anywhere. Keep your radio tuned right where it's at. Get your internet browser jolted on over to datadoctors.com/radio and check out some of the resources we have posted. If you have HD DVD and you want to get it converted, we've got resources for that. If you want to check out Blu-ray, there's good stuff for that too. Stick around. Do business card scanners really work?
Most of the time they do.
Yeah, this Monday's East Valley Tribune technology article,
mm-hmm.
it'll answer that question if you want to get a preview of that. Of course, it was included in the newsletter as well. You can subscribe anytime at datadoctors.com. Look for the place to put in your email address, hit the subscribe button, follow the instructions, and it's fairly painless from there. Of course, you can check out in case your ISP blocks it, or if you just haven't subscribed and now you got to know, look at the free help section at our website, datadoctors.com. Look where it says weekly newsletter, and you can see if those business card scanners really work. I can give you a hint. Yes.
They are pretty slick.
They are pretty slick. I got back from a trade show a few weeks ago and had a stack of cards and thought, gosh, there's some people I want to keep in touch with here, and I got to start adding all these dudes to my Outlook. That's going to take... Oh, wait a minute. That business card scanner. I remember somebody has one of those, and I went and found it and plugged it in and installed the software, and in a few minutes' time, I had gone through a stack of like 50 cards, and they were all tidy and Outlook, and it did a pretty dang good job. I was pretty impressed. But there's a whole article written on that, and you can go check it out. In the meantime, before we get back to the phones, there was something that we're compelled to do. It's mostly because Kevin wants to. It's our Geek Speak of the Week. What timing by Pete. He hit that button.
He's all over.
Exactly at the right second. Each and every week, we bring you a word or a phrase or an acronym or some bit of vernacular from the, not the English language, but the language of geek. You know, the jerks, the nerds, the geeks, the guys that talk down to you. Yeah, we decode some of their geekdom, and we call it our Geek Speak of the Week, and we help you try to understand what they're saying so you can speak back to them when they try to speak at you. Kevin? Decode.
Yes. Comp-municate.
Comp-municate?
Well, on a radio show, we do a lot of talking.
Comp?
Comp-municate. We do a lot of talking during the radio show and during the break.
Yeah.
Rather than talking, you and I just type back and forth.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
We're both typing independently, furiously looking things up and then talking about what we're seeing.
So you don't read what I write you?
I didn't know you were writing me.
Why not?
I don't know.
Why are you
ignoring me? Is it pillow talk again?
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either. Every time I get something from you, it's something I didn't want to see.
Oh.
I mean, every time. I mean that literally. Every time.
Yeah.
I can't think of a time that I got something from you and I went, wow, I'm so glad I got that.
Well, occasionally there's like an article off a consumerist that you find pretty amazing.
True that. So help me understand how this involves communicating.
Well, communicating is when...
That's hard to say.
Two or however many people are in the same room, and rather than talking, they decide to type.
What about two people in the same room and they're texting each other?
I think that could be a variation.
Why would you do
Maybe that's text communicating.
Text communicating?
Yeah.
SMS communicating. I don't know. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
I mean, why would I, I'm guessing this is like email or IM each other. You're sitting there. I could reach out and literally touch you in the face. And I would over here instead type a message to you. Why would I do that?
I have no idea.
Huh. All right.
Well, I mean, I bet some of those people that are talking down to folks with the technology probably do it.
Because they don't like human interface.
Interaction.
Communicate.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. Comp-unicate. Compunicate. Compunicate.
Well, that's why it's geek speak.
Compunicate. It works easier if you put the emphasis.
Communicate.
Compunicate.
Okay.
That's easier, right?
A little bit.
That's what we're going to call it. So now you know something that doesn't do you any good, fairly worthless, but you know it. That's our Geek Speak of the Week. Back to the phones?
Yeah.
Back to the phones. We had people in Chandler, and I think Lance was up next. Lance, we appreciate you holding. I'm sure your ear by now is, well, probably not on one side, and you've moved the phone to the other, and we apologize for that. But thanks for holding. What can we help you with?
Two questions. I got XP 2005 Media Center Edition, and I also have Vista Ultimate. And this stems from the second part of my question. Is there any ways, whenever I put a DVD into my computer, for it to actually save it to the hard drive? I'm not interested in transferring it to other systems, but I know you rip MP3s and stuff like that, but is there a way to do that with my DVDs so my daughter doesn't have to get a hold of the actual DVDs? And then my second question is, I had a DVD, a Sesame Street DVD that my daughter took out of the jewel case, and it was defective. And I'm curious, is there any implied warranty because these guys are making DVDs, you know, not impossible to copy, but you have to go so far out of your way to copy them and stuff? Is there any implied warranties that have come out of this so I can get it replaced?
So both those questions, the answer generally is yes. Can you make a copy of a DVD so that not making a copy where you're making another disc, but actually just saving a copy to your computer so that you don't have to screw with those discs, right? That was the most basic question. Absolutely, you can do that. If you do a little bit of hunting on Google, it gets a little bit technical, and there's some things involved to getting it done, but it can be done. I've seen it done. I've done it myself, and I've known people who have done it. So
Media Center, the XP 2005 edition, or Vista Ultimate, they don't have it built in where you
Correct.
Can just do that.
Correct. It's not built in just to make it quick and easy for you to do that. There's some...
Understood.
I don't know if they're legal issues, but they're borderlining that at least.
It's fair use rights.
Yeah, well, whether or not things are legal, I'm not going to worry about. But can it actually be done? Yes. Is it easy? Yes. Does Google know about it? Absolutely. So if you do a quick little search there, you're going to find, I think, everything you need to make your life easy. As far as the warranty thing, I think most places, if you go and buy yourself a Sesame Street DVD, as you said, and you have a problem with it out of the package, most places will exchange it for the exact same product without much issue at all, because they figure if you want to exchange it for the same thing, well, that's not going to do you a whole lot of good to just swap it out for the same thing as far as theft would be concerned. So they don't really – that's usually a pretty easy deal.
This isn't a store issue. This is actually a Christmas present opened late outside of the return policy, so on and so forth. I was just wondering if the publishing houses or recording studios actually have any implied warranties now. Because I've never ever heard of a warranty on a DVD.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Good luck. But I can tell you this, whether it's under warranty or not, you know that place that some people call the evil store? It's the big place, and it has the word Mart at the end of it. They probably don't even care if you bought it there or not. If they sell it there, they'll swap it for you, I'm guessing.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I do.
It was a gift, and you don't have the receipt, and they're out of the package, and, you know, they're just...
Roger that.
Roger that. Big 10-4 over and out.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Lance. I don't think he got the big 10-4 over and out.
Well, he hung up, so obviously he did.
Well, maybe he did. That's beyond geek speak.
That's Knight Rider speak.
That's WoW speak.
Yeah.
WoW being Kevin's girlfriend, also known as a massive multiplayer online game, right?
World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
You don't play it.
I understand that. I know nothing about it.
You got to get in with the times.
Apparently. If I play it, would I be able to find you online?
Yeah.
Could I play with in your
As a matter of fact,
your clan or something?
There's a South Park that shows how to do that.
Is it a clan that you are a member of, or a
clan?
I don't know. Is there a group, an organization within the game that you're a member of? This, or you're just a free rolling guy? That's how you roll.
Free roll. That's what I do. I do what I want.
So I couldn't hang with you.
You probably could,
so to speak. I mean, I'm not cool enough, obviously. But
half of the Data Doctor's employees, I think, at one point, have played that game.
I know, but do you guys like meet up in the game? Do you see each other? Do you high five? Do you say, "Hey, what's going on, dog?" I mean,
totally.
I'm serious.
No, I'm dead serious, too.
And people
are able
like,
to talk. You can talk, actually, through a voice over IP system that's in the game.
Yeah.
And there's also sit there and communicate, communicate.
Like text, basically?
Kind of.
It's like, I just walk up to you in the game. Would I recognize you? You don't look like you, right?
It's not me. It's a character in the game.
Does your character look like you at all?
No.
Hmm. All right. Does your character have any bad habits?
Yeah, he smokes.
Ooh, wow.
Not really?
I wouldn't recognize you, but you would tell me what your screen name, is that bad terminology, is? Or your character name?
Yes, you would have a avatar name.
Avatar name. And so you would, if you told me your avatar name, for example, was Silly Monkey Sesame Street 61.
Yes.
I'd be able to go and hunt for Silly Monkey Sesame Street 61.
Yes.
And it would say, oh, he's over in the Gamma Sector.
Right.
Which is in the Alpha Quadrant, which is in the Spectra system, right?
Right.
And so I'd go to the Spectra system in the Alpha Quadrant into the Gamma Sector.
And you and I would be hanging out through a virtual game.
Wow. I'm trying to figure out why I'd want to do that.
It's not that cool. That's not what I'm saying. It's just a fun game to play.
I'm just trying to figure out why I'd want to do any of that. I'd want to buy the game, spend money, and then I got to spend money monthly, right, to be able to keep playing the game?
Right.
Because the game, just in and of itself, does me no good without being able to get online.
Correct.
Okay, and then all that so that I can go and hang out in the Gamma Sector and high-five you and watch you smoke.
If that's all that you wanted to do, that wouldn't be worth it.
Okay. What else
Because
can
you
I
can do?
Do
that right now.
What else could I do?
You know what? There's so much stuff. You go to World
every time
of Warcraft.
Every time I try to talk to you about this, this
there's
is what
no
I get
way.
From you.
There's no way just to describe it in like a sentence.
What if I don't have enough interest to even go to the URL to go see? You haven't captured
me. Then why would you even listen to me talk about it?
I'm not.
So let's not even talk about it.
You haven't captured my interest.
That's good. That's true.
Yeah. I just don't get it. I'm sure it's just me. Maybe somebody can call and tell me what I'm missing. What do you think? Because you can't.
I can't. Because you ridicule it every chance you get.
Pretty much.
There's nothing else I can tell you that's going to make it seem cool to you.
Maybe I just have to just thrust myself into it and try it. And then, rather than judge, right, try it. Just jump in. Both feet.
Well, you know what? Before I started playing it, I had a couple people that I worked with who, every day, you got to try it, you got to try it. And the whole idea of it I thought was pretty stupid. I didn't even play a lot of video games before that. I'm not the biggest fan of it. I get bored really easy and I walk away from it.
Right.
That stupid game captured my interest immediately.
All right.
And it kept me going for a while.
Is there a way to, like, trial it at all?
Yeah, they have a free 30-day trial on
that. Oh, maybe I just do that.
You can download it straight from their website. You don't have to go buy anything. It takes a couple of hours.
If I get hooked, though, I'm going to hate you.
There will be a lot of people in your life that will probably hate you for it.
They'll hate you for it, actually.
No.
Because you're the one who got me hooked.
Nah. I had nothing to do with it. It's kind of like smoking. I may give you the cigarette, but you're the one who smoked
it. Yeah, no. Peer pressure is always what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Yeah? I wonder if Carla Cruz plays World of Warcraft. I know what she does do. She checks out traffic, she checks out weather, and then she tells everybody about it, and that's because she's in the KTR Traffic Center watching over all the traffic. Carla? Mm-hmm. If you missed any part of the show, fear not, we've been recording it. We will post the audio archives early next week. And you can check out all the resources anytime online, datadoctors.com/radio. And, of course, there, if you scroll to the bottom, you'll see a link to previous shows. You can go back at least 3 years now, and you can see links, see resources, and hear the audio going way, way, way back in time there. So you can check out shows on demand there. You also have a link to subscribe to our podcast if you want to take all the clicks out of getting the radio show onto your portable media device or just onto your PC on a regular basis. You subscribe to that podcast, and if for those of you who are unaware of what a podcast does, what'll happen is that stuff will just sort of magically appear almost like a DVR where you set it to record anytime we come on, and it'll just automatically grab the show that we record and download it to your computer and therefore then to your little music device so that it's ready to go whenever you are. It's pretty cool. It's pain-free. It's easy. It's all because we do the extra little mile for you. And we actually started about almost a year ago now. We started chopping out all the commercials and things. So if you listen to it, it'll be commercial-free without commercial interruption, I think is the other way of saying it. It's pretty slick. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit extra time, but it's worth it for them. Right, Kevin?
Yeah.
It is worth it for them. Makes us feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about, the show was sort of talking about the end of the high-definition DVD war, which Blu-ray has now officially won since Toshiba last week. Threw in the towel, said it's over, we're done. We give up. Sony, it's about dang time you won one, because you've lost every other war in the past that you've been in battle with. Mm-hmm. You go all the way back to the early days of VHS and Betamax. Sony lost that one. What was those mini discs? Yeah, they lost that one too, right? And then they tried to make the mini disc into something else, which was about the time that MP3 players were coming out. That they called it, what did they call it? Net disc or something? I don't know what they called it, but it failed too. And a lot of people thought this wasn't going to make it simply because the Sony curse was on it. But it's finally won. And if you care about that, if you want to see resources, if you want to know what you can do with all your old HD DVD content that you bought, there's ways to convert that. We've got the links, the resources, all that good stuff posted for you at datadoctors.com/radio. Let's see if we can squeeze Steve in before we have to sign off here. Steve, welcome to the Computer Corner. How can we help?
Greetings, gurus. Hopefully you can help.
Did you say greetings, heroes?
Greetings, gurus.
Oh, gurus. All right.
About 2 months ago, I upgraded my laptop hard drive to a larger hard drive, Western Digital. Shortly after installing it, I started getting smart errors. So I RMA'd it to Western Digital, and since then, I've gone through two more drives about a week after installing the one that would come, the replacement, about a week after installing it and getting set up, I start getting smart errors. The one that I most recently installed has been in for 2 weeks now, and yesterday, I got the same thing. I'm wondering, is there anything that could be happening on my end that could be physically damaging these hard drives, or is it just a bad run of bad luck?
I Well, anything is possible. We when we're servicing computers, we frequently are servicing laptop computers in our stores all across the country. And the Western Digital is the drive of choice that we almost always will replace with, unless for some reason they're out of stock. So you're buying a good quality drive.
Sure, sure.
And that's certainly a popular size that we haven't seen any particular number of them with any kind of unusual failure rate or anything like that. So
it just seems weird that, you know, three in a row. You know, well, first of all, it's kind of a bum deal when your new hard drive goes bad. The one that you get RMA'd is a refurbished drive, and which kind of sucks. But
yeah.
And I'm just wondering, you know, what are the chances of that happening three in a row in such a short period of time?
It sounds like too high a chances for me. I would start to check out to make sure that there's nothing wrong with the laptop, specifically where the drive is interfacing. Make sure that you're plugged into a decent surge protector. I mean, I would start to look at that laptop a little bit more carefully to make sure that there's not a problem there.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Well, thanks for the call, Steve. Good luck with that. And if you find something out, you let us know. You give us a call back here.
Thanks much.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Bye.
I think it's too much of a coincidence that I would start to look for other sources of problems, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Again, if you missed any part of the show, it's online anytime, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section. Until next time, Kevin Church, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors. We'll see you.